This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today. He reached Italy last night on a two-day visit to the country at the invitation of Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni. India has been invited as an outreach country. On the sidelines of his visit, Prime Minister is also expected to hold bilateral meetings and discussions with the leaders of the G7 as also the outreach countries and the international organizations. G7 consists of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom and the United States. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said he is glad that his first visit is in the third consecutive term is to Italy for the G7 summit. He highlighted that Italy Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's two visits to India last year were instrumental in infusing momentum and depth in the bilateral agenda. The special IAF aircraft carrying the mortal remains of those deceased in the fire mishap in Kuwait has landed at the Cochin International Airport. The remains of 45 Indian nationals who died in the mishap were repatriated to Kochi. Most of the deceased are from Kerala, 23, followed by 7 from Tamil Nadu, 3 each from Andhra Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, 2 from Odisha and 1 each from Bihar, Punjab, Karnataka, Maharashtra, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Haryana. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh reached Kuwait yesterday to coordinate with the Kuwaiti government for the early repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased as well as to ensure the well-being of those injured in the tragic fire incident at a Deba housing facility in the Mangav area on Wednesday. Election of Lok Sabha Speaker will be held on the 26th of June. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha will convene from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on address will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. About 2 million pilgrims from across the world are converging at Mina in Saudi Arabia as the annual 5-day Hajj pilgrimage began today. More than 1,75,000 pilgrims from India are participating in the pilgrimage. Out of this, 1,40,020 pilgrims have reached there through Hajj Committee of India. The highest number of 5,000 Indian women pilgrims will perform Hajj without mihram or male guardian this year. In the past 60 hours, relentless rain in North Sikkim has caused significant havoc with the surging water levels of the Tista River, leading to the collapse of both an old suspension bridge and a newly constructed Bailey Bridge at Sanglang. This has stranded approximately 2,000 tourists, cutting off the crucial connection to the Zongu region of North Sikkim. At least 42 people were killed in an attack in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The attack on the village Maikengo in Lubero territory in the eastern North Kivu province took place on Wednesday. The initial death toll was 25, but it seemed to have climbed throughout Thursday. According to officials, the assailants had asked the residents to gather in a market for a meeting and attacked the gathered crowd using firearms and machetes. Cloud Major Oracle has announced that it would support the training of 2 lakh students in India in cloud, data science, artificial intelligence, AI, and other emerging technologies. The company and Tamil Nadu Skill Development Corporation, TNSDC, have launched a specialized program under the state's Massive Skill Enhancement Initiative, NAN Modulavan, to provide employment-linked training to students in the state. Ahead of the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of June, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a video clip of Trikonasana, or the triangular posture, on the social media platform X. The clip described the health benefits as well as the steps to perform this asana. Sharing the video, the Prime Minister advised practicing Trikonasana for improved shoulders, back and concentration. In chess, India's Divya Deshmukh won the World Juniors Girls Chess Championship after beating Bulgaria's Belislava Krasteva in the final round at the Gift City Club in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.